Welcome to the Linguava Podcast, The Invisible Profession, where we give you tools, tips, and resources in medical interpretation and translation that help bring to life our profession and ultimately help improve health outcomes for the limited English proficient and deaf and hard of hearing community.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning. Checking in here from Los Angeles. And I am really excited today. We have a special guest. Her name is Rosana Balestreri. Am I saying your name correctly?
Perfect.
All right, perfect. And just to give you all a little bit of a background on Rosana, she is a dynamic leader in our healthcare interpreter translator industry. She has over 25 years of professional background in translation, interpreting, and teaching and training. She's an experienced trainer and curriculum developer for Spanish and interpreter programs. She's been teaching at classes at SDSU, CSUF, and she's also served as the president of the California Healthcare Interpreter Association, and is presently the president of the National Council on Interpreting in Healthcare, which we're going to talk a lot about today. She's also served as the chair of Standards and Training Committee and the co-chair of Languages of Lesser Diffusion Work. Very exciting to have this conversation with Rosana. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me to be here today.
Excited to have you on the show. And your organization has a big, big event coming up next week. It is the 14th annual membership meeting for the National Council on Interpreting in Healthcare. Tell us about what is going down and what is on the docket for the event.
So this is a 2.5 day event. This is our 14th annual membership meeting that we have. And unlike a conference, this is really not a conference per se. When we think of the AMM, which is what we use for acronym, we're so stuck on our lingo. The AMM is really, it's truly a meeting for our members. So you have to be a member of NCIHC in order to be able to participate and attend. And we have a very deep topic this year that, you know, oversees the entire event, which is the trauma, language, and social justice. And
I saw that. You guys chose three really, really big topics for this year's event. Walk us through sort of what was the thought process behind those three topics specifically.
Well, you know, when we think about language, and language access is really the focus for the National Council, you can't really separate sometimes these three from one another. You know, think about the many individuals who come to this country from many different parts of the world, many of them and most of them not in happy circumstances. They come with a lot of trauma, or they develop a lot of trauma as they try to adjust their life in this country. And they experience the lack of social justice in the process of integrating and starting a new life. So the three areas are really so intertwined between each other. And we thought it would make a perfect theme for our membership event this year. So that's how we came up with this topic.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I love reading about it. I know you have some really big keynote speakers this year. Do you want to touch briefly on who you have this year?
Yes, we do have Dr. Anissa Abraham. She will be our keynote on day one. And then we have another keynote on day two. Well, it's actually day three, because the first day is very brief. We only do a welcoming, and we have a small entertainment session and some networking breakouts. But other than that, the real event will start on Friday the 9th. So on the last day of the event, which is Saturday the 10th, we have our second keynote, and her name is Tok Sonole Gillespie. And I hope that I pronounced her name correctly. So those will be two keynotes, and we're looking forward to seeing what they're going to be sharing with us, with our members. And it's truly exciting.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Talk's actually a good friend of mine, and she is a dynamic speaker and presenter. So I know that she'll definitely bring it, and it's gonna be a great opportunity to get to hear what she has to share. I'm really looking forward to attending. Tell me a little bit more about the NCIHC. What is unique about the organization, and why should more people come and sign up and become members so they can attend other events like the AMM?
Sure. So the council, which is another way to call NCIHC, is truly an organization of passionate people. And what makes the council is, together with this passionate people, we have a lot of committed organizations, all of which support quality interpreting and healthcare access. Now, the fact that we are not a think tank per se, and yet we do everything possible to promote research in the field of language access, together with the fact that even though we're not a policy organization, and yet we do help organizations produce and develop policies and procedures and ethics and standards for the field. And we're also able to do some advocating at the national level, but also at the local and regional level, and support improvements in interpreting and access to healthcare. It makes us a very unique organization. It makes us different. Many times we are misunderstood as an interpreter association and professional association, and we're not. But that doesn't mean that medical interpreters should not or would not have any reason to join NCIHC. In fact, you know, my message to medical interpreters is that, you know, they perform a critical role in their daily work, and, you know, speaking to all of you who are interpreters out there, I want you to always remember that without the extension of your voice, the process of diagnosing and screening and treating a patient could not be possible in a dignified way. And so if you are passionate about the work that you do, and even though NCIHC is not an interpreter association, your involvement in the discussions that take place around how to continue to advance language access and social justice for people with language barriers is fundamental. Mm-hmm. And of course, to any other organization out there who works with racial disparities and marginalized populations and language barriers, this is really, the council is the place to be.
And I have to say too, from attending many of the trainings, I go to a lot of different trainings with different organizations, and the trainings and workshops that the council puts on are state of the art, top notch, very high quality. And it's a great opportunity. As a member, you also do get a I believe a price reduction as a member for events and trainings, and looking at the board that you have as well. It's a really top notch, you know, group of leaders in our industry.
Yeah, that is one of the most tangible benefits. Sometimes it's hard to see where the immediate benefit is for when you join any organization. And so we've tried to really make it as concrete as possible for our members by giving them the opportunity to, the benefit to access our webinars for free and as part of their membership.
Yeah. With this big event coming up, it's your 14th annual. What is the main thing, or the one or two main things that people are going to walk away with this year after the event?
Oh, lots of questions. They're going to walk away with more questions than answers. And the reason for that being is that, as I said earlier, the AMM is not the typical conference where, you know, you go into presentations and workshops and you're there to learn about a particular topic. But this is an actual meeting for members to learn not only about what NCIHC has been working on, but to be able to have an opportunity opportunity to really discuss different topics that may trigger new priorities for NCIHC. And that is truly, that is specifically done with the language access cafes, where people have an opportunity to discuss a particular topic. And many times for that reason, we leave the AMM with more questions than answers. And that is okay, because the most important thing is that we got that process of thinking about a specific topic started. And everything else is just a must see.
Excellent. Well, no, I'm really looking forward to it. And I encourage all of you, hopefully, are going to be joining as well. If you are a member, make sure that you do show up. If you're not a member yet, I believe that there's still a couple more days that people could register. Is that right?
Yes, we do have a cutoff date, which is, I believe, April 1st. So yes, it is tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day to register. If you haven't registered, you still have 1.5 days to do so. So don't snooze.
Yes. And here, one more question for you is, you know, what is that one message that you would love to leave with our medical interpreter community today?
Well, like I said, you know, the medical interpreter is such a fundamental and critical role for the whole process of the whole platform of healthcare when patients do not share the same language with providers. They are that platform. Without interpreters or without that bridge to communication and without that effective communication. I mean, think about it. The whole process of establishing a diagnosis with a patient, understanding symptoms, understanding how those symptoms came about and when, and all of those whys and wheres and when, they're all based on communication. Without communication, those conversations would be completely meaningless. It would be just like providing a service to veterinary service, right? So that is a critical, fundamental role that they hold. Be passionate about it and know that the difference that you make in every day, in people's life every day, can really make a life and death difference in multiple times. And so hats off to all of the people that have dedicated their professional life to medical interpreting. You are appreciated, and we are very thankful for the work that you do every day.
Wow, Rosanna, thank you so much. And I just want to take a moment as well just to recognize you for just the countless and tireless hours that you have put into the healthcare interpreter and translator industry and just key leadership roles that are helping just raise the bar in our industry and take us all to the next level. So thank you for all you do for us as linguists and for the industry at large. It's people like you that really help bring the change that's needed. True aspiration for me to watch and see what you've been able to accomplish. So keep going.
Thank I know you. It takes a village.
Many more big plans. Yes, it does. It does take a village. Lastly, too, for people that do want to learn more about the council, where should they go? Go to the website, LinkedIn.
Yes, they can. Absolutely. They can visit us at ncihc.org. And we are in the process of refreshing our website. So there are new elements that for those people who may be coming back to visit the website for that haven't visited in some time, they will see some new things. This is still a work in progress, and we look forward to having a more user-friendly website. But all the information is there. People can also reach us at info@nchc.org for any questions. We are there to assist you and answer any questions that you have. So we look forward to hearing from you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Rosanna. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you, and a pleasure for me as well.